Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. They have a great show lined up for you here on the eighth day of the eighth month. Oh my, we're going to have what is considered a new beginning. We're live and direct here on worldwide shortwave radio that goes around the world. WWCR, the mighty voice. It's the Cadillac of shortwave, praise Yahweh. Delighted to be on here tonight, coming to you live here in East Tennessee, where we are originating here, and the studio, praise Yahweh. So call a friend, tell them we're on the air. We got a great show. We're going to conclude tonight. We could do another 100 messages. Believe you not, this is one I want to come back to in the future and do another series on the mark of the beast. This is part four, the final show that we're going to do on the mark of the beast. If you'd like to have the four cassette tape series, you just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, let's pick up where we left off. Now, I got to ask you a question for all you Bible students that's been studying with us, and most of you have asked a lot of questions about this series that we've done on the mark of the beast. You know, for long we've been told by the fear factor, and that beginning to be a popular word, fear factor, test people's resolve to handle fear in the last days, and seem like we thrive on living dangerously on the edge. Well, you see, your enemy has picked up on that, and the instincts of the enemy, very crafty, very wise, very subtle, and they have convinced people around the world that it's going to be some kind of a computer chip or some number of a giant computer locked up in the dungeon or basement of some ancient secret temple somewhere, or some kind of an implant or a chip that will be planted beneath the skin, and then you're going to take the mark of the beast. Well, that's not true. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible doesn't say that, doesn't support it. These are protrusions out of the carnal mind of the fearful and the evil and the deceived. Either of the above will apply. And so we've got to be wise in the instincts of the Spirit. The Bible tells you exactly that the mark is a name. And so for each succeeding generation, beginning at Revelation chapter 12, we're going to start there and give you a serious response of what Chapter 12 says and what it indicates, and we're talking about the beast power, and we've covered it quite well, so we're going to really actually drive the final nail into the message and show you exactly where that the beast power originated, where it came from, who actually killed Christ, and the power that carried this beast that had the power to kill Christ. Well, we know these two different powers that were responsible. One, the Sanhedrin, who despised him, who criticized him every chance they got, who found fault with him continuously, and who finally convinced the Roman power, a pilot being the headship of the Roman represented power. Now, we're going to talk about the power of Rome, the Roman Empire. And we've talked a lot about the Roman Empire and the power that they have wielded, but we're going to talk specifically how these instruments of power worked in that day and how the writers of that day described this power that would destroy mightily and prosper in practice by casting the truth to the ground. I've went into the scenario of how that they excluded everyone that was in the truth. They killed, they hunted down and hunted them and killed them. And then when they got power, because you see everybody today is fearing the same power. There is a beast power rising up in the last day that is going to support this marking system. And ladies and gentlemen, this marking system is nothing new. It's nothing fancy. It's not technology. It's pure deception. Beginning with a name. You see, the mark is a name. Now, I've told you, and I'm going to repeat this, and I want you to hear me well, those of you that study the Bible, and I pray that the Father will give you wisdom and knowledge and take away your fear of getting some kind of a chip implant to rise up in the last day, and suddenly we've got the mark of the beast in the last day. Ladies and gentlemen, the mark has been here ever since that they transliterated the great, mighty, wonderful, powerful, almighty, glorious, magnanimous, magnificent, excellent name of Yahweh out of the Bible. Now, let me repeat this. The English Bible. Now, let's criticize ourselves as English people, our English-speaking people in particular, for doing one thing. We have become guilty, whether you like it or not. We've got to face the truth, and the chip's going to have to fall where they may. And we're not talking about an implant chip. We're talking about the chip of truth. And I don't have a chip on my shoulder when I've got the truth. I've got the message of the truth. And the Father's anointed me in the last days with boldness and kindness and gentleness and long patience and suffering and charity to preach this truth. And the Bible says, his sheep, those are called from the foundation of the world, their name on the Lamb's book. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in the 14th chapter of the Mark of the Beast chapter that you've got to have the name of Yahweh in your forehead. So you've got to take a mark. Now, remember, the mark is a name. Well, if the mark is a true name, remember they had the mark of the Father's name in their forehead. Well, isn't it interesting that right in the book of Revelations, chapter 22, verse 4, listen to me as we read. Let me set this up for you in Revelation. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. Now, this is seeing it from a spiritual vantage point of John being shown in the vision something that was going to rise up in the earth and cause everyone to receive a mark in their forehead or in their hand. To support, if you will, not a chip implant, not a computer. The computers weren't available then. There was no implant system. Ladies and gentlemen, the implant is a false, deliberately false, deceiving name that all the world will wonder after. And believe it or not, this system would become so powerful and so righteous that it would deceive, listen to me, it would deceive the very elect. I want you to pray about this message tonight. And when you pray about it, if tonight when we conclude part four of Mark of the Beast, if the Father would move on you to call me or write me or communicate with me, and let's work out our salvation with fear and trembling and honesty. We need the implant of the true divine covenant salvational name of the great God Almighty in our foreheads. We got to have it. We can't go to heaven without it. Listen to me. Here it is in Revelations 22, verse 4. Let me give you this verse, and we'll come right back to 12. And we're having to ride a real fast horse tonight. I've got a lot to cover in a short time, and I just hope that the Father will enlighten you. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. We're talking about the saints that made it and overcome the mark of the beast. Now, if the mark of overcoming power is a name, then the mark of failure and defeat and deception and deceivableness is a false name. It's not a chip. Don't worry about it. There's nothing outside of a false name of understanding of a God that you serve that doesn't exist, although you think it does. Now, let me repeat that. There's nothing outside of you or inside of you that can be implanted with mechanical means that would cause you to go to hell or to lose your salvation. But there is such a thing as being deceived with a mark of a false name having in your memory bank, in your forehead. That's what it's illustrating here. The name is in the mind. In the forehead is the base center operation of the mind, which is nothing but a gigantic computer. And you must have this mind correctly programmed, implanted, if you will, chipped. You must have this proper name. And I saw those who were there that saw his face. Now, there's a name behind this face here, ladies and gentlemen. This face is the face of Almighty Yahweh. Now, I've told you 8,000 times and 1,000 times, it's approximately 9,000 times that the name is appearing in the Bible codes. Get the code. Get the book. Break the code. Find out his name. Get in it. Let the name sink into your mind and support it with your tithes and offerings. If you don't, you're not going to make it to heaven, ladies and gentlemen. You're not going to see his face. Then he's going to stand before him and say, we've done wonderful works in your name. They really thought they had the name that they live by. They really thought that they had the name that they were saved by. But this name was deception. This name was defeat. This name was despair. This name was gloom and doom. And yet, it was a name that the world wondered after. It was a name that the world adored. It's the name that the Christian people call themselves Christian. It's the one that they sanctified into their mind and supported it with their tithes and offerings. That's the right hand or left, of putting your effort or energies to work to build the kingdom in that name. And it's a name of blasphemy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I'm just fearfully sorry for those who have been deceived by the mark of a beast and don't even know it. They're waiting. As Christians, they're waiting. They're terrified. Oh, I hope they don't let me take a computer chip implant. I hope I don't have to go down to the local computer implant station. They're going to put up these stations, and they're going to stamp us all in the forehead or in the hand. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please, pray. If you have to fast to get this message, if you have to fast to get understanding, remember your soul is hanging in the balance. Do not support a name unprovable that is not even 500 years old. Do not, although it's popular, although now it's the rage, ladies and gentlemen, it won't be the rage in the day of light. It won't be the rage in the day of judgment. They will cast that name down and ask to be called by your name. Now, if my people, and to prove to you that Almighty God has a name, and it's not Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. The name of Almighty God is not Jesus Christ, although men and women have been coerced with a false love letter of the New Testament, which was changed and altered, and that name has been manufactured and evolved into its present-day form of Jesus. And this is why it makes it so difficult for me as a pastor and a teacher that is promoting truth, loves the truth, will stand for the truth, and will die in the truth. Only have one life to give for the name of Yahweh. You have a life to lose outside the name. Remember, the Bible said, this is the book of Proverbs 18:10. The righteous shall seek and run into the name of Yahweh and find safety. Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, was those people back then called by the name of Jesus? No. They'd never heard of Jesus. They'd only heard of the magnificent, mighty name of Yahweh in Hebrew. This name is in there 7,000 times approximately, written in Hebrew language. Don't you have the understanding that you know that the Father and the Son has the same name? The Son said in John 5:43, I am, which is itself a key code word to give you the Hayah, the Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh, the four sacred tetragrammaton letters that's written in the Septuagint original Greek. If you have trouble with Hebrew, go to the original Septuagint Greek. There is his name spelled in Hebrew. Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh. Do you have any problem with that? Do you have any problem with the Son being a Hebrew? He wasn't a Greek. He wasn't a Jew. This is all fallacy. I've refuted all these fallacies publicly, and nobody will challenge me. I'm open on the air. I give my telephone number, my address. I'm not doing this in a corner. I'm trying to promote the true, magnificent, magnanimous, all-powerful, only name that's not salvation. This is a name I love. This is a name you should love. This is a name that you should have in your forehead. This is a name you should support with your monetary gain, because see, this is a temporary existence. And why trade a temporary existence on the earth and deny the truth and lose your soul? What are you going to give in exchange? You say, I'll buy my way out. I'll buy my way into heaven. Money answers all things. And that day, they shall cast their silver and their gold and their riches into the street. And it will not deliver them. Because in that day, they will stand, look him right in the face. Remember, his name is not in their forehead. Now, that's amazing. 24, they shall see his name. Oh, we don't say that, do we? Well, then, basically, that one said, they shall see his face and his name shall be in their forehead. Well, that means they've been branded with the information, knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If my people, which are called by my name, he's got a name, you better have it called over you. You better repent and be baptized in it, because in the day of judgment, that ain't going to be long for you, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just 10 years old and you're hearing this message, probably in 90 years, you're going to be meeting your maker anyway. That's a short time compared to an eternity where you have denied him and you're going to spend eternity. Why void or give up your salvational rights now to claim or to imprint or to take the, I'm asking you to take the mark. Other preachers are telling you not to, and here's Pastor Buddy begging you, pleading with you, preaching to you, proving to you that you must have a name or the mark in your forehead. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've never heard nobody preach like that. You just reverse everything and change it around. You got me so confused. You got me so afraid. I have people call me and say, Pastor Buddy, I've never heard nobody preach like that. Are you for real? What kind of Bible do you read out of? And I said, King James. What? I've never heard nobody preach like you. What? Where did you come from all of a sudden? Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter where I come from. It's where I'm going to, and that's what you should face the issue. It's not where you came from. It's where you're going to wind up at, or where you're going to spend eternity. And I'll assure you, according to Revelation 22:4, you say, I've never heard nobody talk about this, that I had to have a mark in my forehead to go to heaven. I've always heard, if you take the mark, you can't go to heaven. But have they ever differentiated between the two marks? There's two marks. What do you mean by that? There's a true name and there's a false name. There is a name that is right and there's a name that seems right. There is a way that is right and a way that seems right. Now, you got to choose this thing. It's up to you to receive the mark of the true name in your forehead. If not, you'll possibly receive the mark of a false name. And if you ain't got no mark at all, you can't go to heaven. Now, let me repeat this. One mark, you're going to hell. The other mark, you're going to go to heaven. And no mark, you're in a neutral zone because you're neither hot nor cold. He's going to spit you out of his mouth. You got to make a decision. And if you won't stand for something, you'll fall for everything that comes down the pike. Oh, how our people have been led astray by the blind prophets, the deceitful prophets. They're deceitful out of their own hearts. They're deceived themselves and would deceive those that are deceived again and again and again and again. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better look out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. We're more interested in Santa Claus season than we are the truth of the reason why that we should be concerned and seek our soul salvation in the last days. Time is short, and they that have wives should be as though they had none. Those that have husbands should be as though they had none. Those that's got children should be as though they had none. Because if you don't love the truth of the great mark of the name of Yahweh, if you don't love that more than you love those other things, you'll probably fall for the other things that Satan has got for you. Be sure that you seek the Father of truth. Remember, the Son said, I come in my Father's name and you're saved and not. Listen, I'm going to say it again. I come in my Father's name. The Son and the Father had the same name. How much preaching and teaching on this subject does it take for you to get the mark of the true name in your forehead? It's a simple procedure. All you got to do is repent. And repent means change or to alter either your thinking or your support system or both, in this case, and take on the magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, powerful, almighty, glorious, kingdom name of Yahweh for the remission of sins and be baptized in that for the remission of those sins. Now, everybody can have this mark implant through remission of sins and water baptism is going to find on Judgment Day they're going to have gate trouble. Now, who's in the gate? Well, let's see. Here we are. Isn't this wonderful? Praise Yahweh that the name of Yahweh is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and are safe. Well, here's this tower. You know where it's at? It's in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelations. And it had a great high wall and it had 12 gates and 12 angels and names written thereon. These are the name of the 12 tribes, it says, of the children of Israel. So the righteous run into the tower. The tower is the name, and the name is what the builders or the translators left out of the New Testament. They did not put the correct name in the New Testament. So what name do you want? Do you want the name accepted, or would you rather have the name rejected? Once you find out that they rejected his name, and haven't you read where Christ said, this is the stone the builders rejected, and neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. Talking about the stone. In this stone, a new name written, and you must have this name written while you're here, while you're alive, while you're breathing, while you're on earth, while you have a chance, you must take this name into your forehead as a mark. I want to repeat this. Revelation 22:4, my central scripture of closing out tonight, the mark of the beast. You do not want to take the mark. Now, if you've got the mark, you can reverse it. Listen to me. This is the glorious, magnanimous truth of the revelation. If you have the mark of the beast, the mark of his name, a name that you think is right, you never heard about the name of Yahweh, and you've always obeyed the New Testament, you did it with all your heart like I did for 30 years. I was tricked until I found the history of how that the New Testament evolved and came to us. It came to us through manipulators, translators that have actually cut out the truth of the full name of our Creator. The actual original, listen to me well, the original name of our father was exited from the scriptures, rejected. Now, so, when I preach a message, when I come and preach to congregation, just a few, I will. If you need this revelation, this teaching, you need to hear the message taught. I carry with me two stones. One with the name of Yahweh, the Hebrew God of the 12 tribes of Israel. And the other with the name of this power that came about through the Holy Roman Empire, Nimrod's false name system, Satyria. Oh man, I could preach another 10 weeks on this message. I have so much to cover and so little time to get it, and I hope and trust and pray that you seek the Father with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you take the name, the mark of the true name of Yahweh into your forehead, as in Revelation 22:4. They shall see his face, and his name, oh my, his name shall be in their foreheads, and they'll be known that there. Ladies and gentlemen, in your mind, if you have darkness, cloudiness, if you have doubt, if Pastor Buddy's worrying you and giving you another choice, see, maybe you didn't have a choice. Maybe you've never heard of a great, magnificent name of Yahweh, which is from the beginning and the very foundation. The name that they promote into the New Testament is not 500 years old. There was no J's in 1611, so it couldn't have been the name that they call on and use. This name has evolved. Matter of fact, it's got a Jesus phonical sound to it that you should investigate. Just the word Jesus should make you ponder and wonder if this name is correct. But the name of Yahweh has never been duplicated, and it hasn't even been desired to be imitated, other than the false name that took its place. They exited the name. They rejected the tremendous, the builders, the translators. The builders are the ones that were responsible for doing what they did when they changed the love letter of Almighty Yahweh, written by the Hebrew boys. All these boys were Hebrew. They wrote in Aramaic language. You need to write for the name of Yahweh in Hebrew, written in the hills of Bethel, Israel. There you can see in the natural configuration the great, magnanimous, magnificent name, saving name, the name that's got salvation, and the only name. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus has got no salvation. It's not old enough. Matter of fact, it addresses, adores, and represents and glorifies a Greek God. We don't want a Greek God. We want a Hebrew God for the 12th. And if you're of Jacob Israel, you hear this voice. If you are one of the saints chosen before the foundation of the world with your name in that foundational wall, I'm looking for you. I am the hunter and the shepherd that was sent forth in the last hour to make the final call for judgment, where you shall stand before Almighty Yahweh, and you'll bow your knee and give an account. Now, if you've come under the anointing of this message, and you have no excuse for unjustification for not knowing this truth, and you can justifiably say, Father, I never heard your preacher, I never heard the hunter or the fisherman. Therefore, you could have been excused, but now you have no excuse. It would have been better for you not to hear the word than to hear it and not obey. If you want to sit back on your honchos and go out and eat your nachos and call on Jesus, you do that. But remember, there's a day coming when we'll all stand before the true creator God of Israel. His name is Yahweh. You shall bow your knee, and if his name is not in your forehead, you're going to have gate trouble. Well, you say, I'm pretty, and the Father will. I'm one of those beautiful people. I'll turn the charm on the day of judgment, you know, and he'll change his mind and let me in. Or I'll buy my way in, or I'll talk my way in. I've talked my way out of a lot of situations. Ladies and gentlemen, you ain't going to talk your way in. You ain't going to beg your way in. You must obey your way in, and you're certainly not good enough looking. There's nobody on earth. Everybody's filthy. That's none good, no, not one, but you better have his name in your forehead when you get, you better have the... going to keep before him and bow the knee. The Bible says you must keep this judgment date, for we must all appear before the judgment seat. And if your forehead does not contain the name of Almighty God, if you have been implanted with a false name, a name that seems right, a name that was wonderful, a name that gave you much praise and honor and glory, and you just couldn't hear it enough, and you just kept going back to the temples of Baal, and you just kept getting indoctrinated into your forehead and into your hand, and you supported with your tithes and offerings, and you built great stained glass windows and mortared buildings and mortally wounded your soul. All because you didn't want the name that was hated. You didn't want the name that was rejected. You see, all Christian organizations will love you and accept you in the name of Jesus. You say, well, why are you saying Jesus? Well, buddy, are you blaspheming or are you talking evil about my God? No, I'm just speaking to you in the Spanish language when I use that name. Jesus, sound familiar? Does it remind you of anybody? Does it remind you of Almighty Yahweh? Or does it remind you of a Greek god that has been encapsulated, set on a throne and enthroned through Saturnalia? No, there's a message behind that, and I'm just itching to get into it and give you the number definition of Saturnalia and the power that was that killed our Messiah, which was from Rome. Saturnalia was the principal god in the Chaldean language. Its number is 666. I just don't have time to go into it. But ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you one thing. I want to concentrate on the mark of the true name, not the mark of the false name tonight. You've got to have the mark of the true name according to Revelations 22 and 4 and Revelations 14 and 1 before you can go to heaven. You better mark those scriptures down. You better read them. You better pray. You say, Father, I'll tell you, I've got the courage and the guts and intestinal fortitude to stand up for you before I fall for these false names. I don't care how beautiful. You see, we think in terms because that a certain name has been around for 400 or 500 years and we've not heard any other name. We think that's a name above all names. But in terms of because it's 400 and 500 years old and you've not heard the true name and all you've heard is a false name. Well, let me give an example here. This is a crude example, but pardon me for the crudeness of it, but I'll give it to you because it'll make the point of emphasis so strong that it should give you a clear-cut vision of exactly what's happened to us in the last 500 years under the influence of a deceiving false name since the printing press of the 1500s. When they came out, you see, the whore brought a name of blasphemy. I just can't stress this enough. Can you hear me tonight? Do you really hear my voice? Am I talking to you? Is there any spiritual revelation of connection between the truth? Am I saying something that will ignite the trigger of faith to make you move with a decision to get into this name? If you need to get baptized in the name of Yahweh, if you'd like to be baptized in the name of Yahweh, you need to contact Pastor Buddy. I may not have the answer. I may not can get to you. But if you can, please get to me. I will take time out of my busy life and schedule. And if I can, any way possible, make the trip, I'll do that. Because I have not only hazarded my life for the name of Yahweh, I'm not only willing to do that, I'm willing to lay it down and put my life and my strength and my energies and my money and my expenses to see that you get the name of Yahweh in your forehead. It's the only name. I recommend it. I can read it 7,000 times in the Hebrew Bible. I can read it 7,000 times in the Greek Bible. I'm not talking about the revised versions. Please don't give me that crap. Something's been revised, not original. I'm talking about the original Hebrew Bible, the old parchment, we call it, the 39 books of the old and the 27 of the new. They took some out late. There's more books than 66. You can believe that. But you see what 66 stands for? It's the first two rudimentary figures in the system of deception. Remember, in Revelation 22, listen to me right here. I read it to you last Sunday. I'll read it again. Verse 18, I testify to every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues that are written. If any man shall take from, his name shall be removed. So you see the curse? A of those that would do it. You say, nobody dare do that, Pastor Buddy. The Bible, yeah, we had the 1,000 years of the Dark Ages. Nobody knew where the New Testament was for 1,000 years. Nobody ever seen one. Nobody ever heard of one. But it's God's inerrant word. The King James Bible, I heard this argument. The King James Bible, glory to God, is the inerrant word of God. It's just like it came out of God's mouth and not one word that altered from it. It's just like God wrote it. That's not true. I'm sorry. The postmaster, Satan, has got in and intercepted the mail, the delivery. 1,000 years of darkness went on. And what they did to the great, beautiful love letter that Almighty Yahweh wrote for the 12 tribes of the house of Israel is actually murder in the first degree premeditated. And yet, there are sheep that have figured out the deceptional acts of the evil who would take out the name of Yahweh and reject it and put in a name of a Greek god and make it powerful, change it to its phonics, it would sound with two vowel system of Jesus. 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 Who am I calling on, lady? Are you following me? I just hate to be so crude and rude. And I hope certainly that you don't misconstrue what I'm trying to do when I'm trying to preach to you the truth, and you shall know the truth. If my people, which are called my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, it's time to get to the Bible. It's time to go back to the original of the great divine covenant plan, two for and about one people, the sheep of the house of Israel. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you just scare me. I just can't change because Mom didn't believe this and Dad didn't say nothing about it when he was alive, and my dad knows everything. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you had a good mom, and I'm not throwing light, making light, or trying to cast or throw disparaging words at you for the sake of trying to discourage you from what mom and dad, if they're already dead, are going on to judgment. They'll have to face this scripture right here. Now, let me tell you what your mom and dad, you see, folks, when we get to heaven, Yahweh don't love your mom any more than he loves somebody else's. You may love your mom better than you love somebody else, and you do, because we have favorite child. We have no respect of person. So you can get this carnal love stuff out of your mind. Carnal mind's not subject to you. You better get a spiritual mind. If you get a spiritual mind, if you love mother and father more than you love Yahweh's truth, you ain't going to make it to heaven anyway. Love Yahweh more than you love the things of the world. Now listen to me well. And here it is. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. You got to have a mark to go to heaven. Now, that's a certain drastic change from what you've been hearing. The shortwave magicians, these charlatans, these false prophets, these scumbags that parade around in three-piece businesses and got shiny shoes and gay clothing, and wealth that they can count because they robbed the poor people, innocent people, and deceived them by giving them a name that they thought they lived by, but they're dead. And these deceivers are being deceived themselves and would deceive the very elect and them people that would hear them. And so that's why it's important for you to hear the truth. This is perhaps the only light years ahead message that you'll hear, and you may not hear it long. You see, ladies and gentlemen, time remains short. And we got to be about our Father's business. You better have the Father's name in your forehead. How do you get it in there one more time, Pastor Buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to go to the kingdom of heaven, you must be born of the water and the Spirit. And the water is the invisible transference of the indelible name of Yahweh placed in the forehead, supernaturally imposed through remission of sin and water baptism. Yahweh, with his inkhorn and his angel standing by, will stamp you, spiritually speaking, with a great name. Now remember, you are judged by the judgment of who you're overcome by. So if a preacher comes and teaches you a false name and you repent and you believe his message in your forehead and support it with your hands and your actions and your deeds, because you're going to give an account for every deed done in your body and every idle word that you speak. And if you got the wrong name emblazed, you've got a mark of the beast. And ladies and gentlemen, I have proved 99 ways to 1 what this system was, which rose up become so powerful that he killed hundreds. Listen to me well, and we'll do it again, it's counting before. We'll kill, have killed hundreds of millions of people that defied the name that they imposed upon the people. I'm going to repeat that. Please, please do me a favor. Go and purchase a book called The Fox Book of Martyrs. Just look at the millions of people that were killed because they defied a system that was set up. This system is still operating, but it's now operating so subtle that it would deceive the very elect, because most people sing the praises of the God that they purport and support and have given you, which is a God of falsehood, a God that is idle, a God that can't speak, hear, taste, feel, smell, or see. It's a figment of their imagination, but they glorified it and give it power. The beast was given power to deceive all them that dwelled upon the earth with a false name, and they that receive the mark of the false name in their forehead. Have you ever been baptized in a name of a God? You need to be. But it better be the true God. It better be the living God. It may be that you have been baptized in the name of a false God. There's many gods and there's many lords. You better check out what name was used over you. You say, well, I'm using the name that every Christian church in the world loves. And I don't worry. Where'd it come from? Well, it come from the whore church. Oh, well, what is a whore church? Calling all false names. Casting the bed, committing fornication. And the name is the mark. And it caused all the world to receive it and to enjoin itself to it and to glamorize and glorify it and praise it. Well, folks, they were praising Baal, B-A-A-L, L-O-R-D. And the Old Testament, would it be strange if this continuation of Baal worship continued even into the New Testament, where you think you're smart enough and you've got it all figured out and Satan is ahead of you? He's light years ahead with his intelligence and wisdom. The Bible said he can deceive the very elect. Oh my time is running out, and I don't know where I've said enough to convince you tonight. Am I going to get 1,000 calls tonight? I should. Why? Because your soul's hanging in the balance. Do you have the name? Do you have the mark in your forehead? If you've ever joined a church, if you've ever pledged allegiance to a God, to a Savior, then you have to call it by its name. Now, what's the Bible saying? Those that are ashamed of me and my name, I'll be ashamed of them in the day of judgment. Are you really truthfully satisfied with the name you're in? Does it have power? Or does it seem right? Well, the name that I'm promoting is hated, it's despised, it's used by few, not the many. The name that these people are promoting and glamorizing and glorifying is for the many, not the few. And so many walk therein. Many in that day will say, many in that day, not the few. So ladies and gentlemen, couldn't be the people in the name of Yahweh. You got to watch some of those people in the name of Yahweh. Not all of them's right, because they want to use another name. Those people that use Yahshua as a substitute name for the Creator have erred again. And two wrongs don't make a right, no matter how you slice it. If you listen, they say, oh, his name is Yahshua. And I say, well, is that the name of the Father? Oh, no. I say, what's Father's name? Oh, the name is Yahweh. Well, I say, well, which one's our salvation? If I say Yahweh, then he's going to tell me that Yahshua's got no salvation. If I tell him Yahshua, then he's going to tell me that Yahweh's got no salvation. Ladies and gentlemen, won't you make up your mind? You can serve two masters, and you can't call on two names. If the Son came in the Father's name, and the Father's name was Yahweh, what would the Son's name be? That would be Yahweh Shua. Well, you're using two Hebrew words to form a name and give a title, and that's just as bad as Matthew 28:19, where it says to be baptized in the name of the Father, and you don't use the name. And the name of the Son, you don't use the name. It's deception. And if Satan, if he can't get you with right hand, he'll knock you out with the left hand. He just seems to hit you with each one. He'll sucker punch you with either hand. But if you don't want to be sucker punched, if you won't be knocked into the middle of hell, And if I said, whosoever received a mark of a false name, you remember now, you're going to have a mark of a true name, and you must have a mark in your forehead to go to heaven. I'm going to repeat this. You must have the mark of a true name to go to heaven, or a mark of a false name to go to hell. And if you don't have no mark at all, that's the middle roaders, that's the lukewarm. You know what's going to happen to you? He's going to spit you out of mouth. You're going to have to take a stand. I got more respect for those that call on a name than those that won't call on any name at all. There'll be a day you will call on it. But for those who are called by his name, that means somebody's married to him. His people are called by his name. And his name is not Jesus. It never was. It never will be. That was a name that was invented and consorted and brought forth in a deceptive mode to deceive the very elect. And Lloyd's done a good job. Had me calling for 30 years. But then the Father graced me through fasting. I literally fasted my guts out. I wasn't satisfied. It was something missing. Christianity will become so, so superficial and hypocritical. There was nothing real. All the people were nice and good and wore nice suits and, you know, had white shirts. You had to have a white shirt to get in the pulpit and a tie and a coat. I'm just a country boy. I would lay in the altars in the woods in the caves and fast and pray. Come out of the churches and started seeking Yahweh in the wilderness where Yahweh went to. When he was here up on the planet, he didn't go to the temple downtown. It took him 40 years to build. He took off to the wilderness and he found the truth. Before he got the truth, he was confronted with Satan. He tried to bind him, steal him, and destroy him. That's what Satan's mission is. Kill, steal, and destroy. And he ain't got no respect of persons. He just soon to get you. You say, I'm too good to go to heaven. Yahweh knows my heart. It's the good people that's going to heaven. They're so good, they won't do nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you won't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything that comes down the pike. So why don't you stand up one time and call Pastor Buddy and say, Pastor Buddy, I don't know who you are. Or I've never heard you. Maybe this is the first time you've ever heard Pastor Buddy preach and teach. And if you're led to call, please call me. We could talk about this part now. If you call after the broadcast, I'm live. This is the eighth day of the eighth month of 04. And 2 8s are 16. And 4 is 20. And you've got a choice. That's reduced to 2. You've got one false name and one true name. Doesn't matter what false name you're in. You could be in Buddha. You could be in all kinds of gods. Krishna, there's many gods. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 says there's many gods and many lords. You could be in any of the many names. And if they're false, it's just the same as being in one false name. Because, see, Babylon is a confusion, a conglomerate, a Babel. And that's all you hear is confusion. Are you confused tonight? Or are you torn? Do you really want the true name? Are you man enough or woman enough to stand up and take on the name that was rejected in the face of the name accepted? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to repeat this. I'm asking you to do something that's almost unheard of. I'm asking you to take a name that was left out of the Bible for your salvation as opposed to the one that they put in. Now, let me repeat that. I'm asking you out of the bottom of my heart to accept a name that was left out of the English-speaking Bibles, many of them. There's a few that contains the name, and I have a track on it written, the history of it, how that they have taken the name of the Creator, the name of the Hebrew God, the great, magnanimous, magnificent four-letter word, the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, the Hebrew of Yahweh. Some people say Yahweh, okay. It's neither V or W, it was a W in the Chaldean language where the root word of the Hebrew came from, and I would like to get into that tonight and talk to you about the Chaldean mysteries. That name, as we have seen, was Saturn. Saturn and the mystery of both of these words is the mystery of the beast. And this power represents a certain person that sits in the head of that ship, and the head of that mystery of iniquity is 666. And that number that I gave you, Satran, is the name. And it's spelled in the Chaldean with the present letters we got as S-T-U-R. That's Chaldean, and it's pronounced a Saturn. But every Chaldean scholar knows that this, and if I'm challenged on this, I'm going to take you back to the Chaldean language. It consists of only four letters, thus S-T-U-R, and this name contains exactly the apocalyptic number 666, the god Saturn. Now, if you'll turn with me here again to the book of Acts, I want you to turn with me to the book of Acts, and we're going to the 14th chapter of the book of Acts, and we're going to the 11th verse. I'm going to read the last part because I've got to get off here. The gods are come down to us, the people of this little Greek nation town called Paul and Barnabas. Jupiter, they called Barnabas Jupiter. Now, I challenge you. Look in your Strong's Concordance. Look up the word Jupiter, and it'll tell you that it represents Zeus. Why didn't they put Zeus in there? And he wants you to know that those people back then were calling on Zeus in the Roman kingdom, that they favored Zeus. Don't you know that the people that handed us the New Testament favored Zeus, and they had to come up with a name to get their God glorified? And by forming Jesus, now evolved into Jesus. See, Jesus is evolving. It's a name that is evolved into its present state. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can call me tonight. I need a lot of calls tonight. If the line is busy, you're referred to voicemail, please leave your name and your number. Speak very clear, and I will call you back. I will get to you. Sometime this week, you'll receive a call from Pastor Buddy. I will not let one call get by. So your call will be valuable. It won't be overlooked. I will call you back. I need 1,000 callers tonight around the world. On WWCR 5070, live and direct, the 8th day of August and the 8th month. August, the 8th month, and the 8th day is a new beginning day. Both is a double witness for a new beginning. And you know what in radio code 88 things? Too late. Loving kisses. Let the great name of Yahweh kiss you right in the forehead. And be sealed with that name. Call me and tell me you need to be baptized. Call me and tell me you want to be baptized in the magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh. We'll see to you it gets done by somebody across the country who can connect you up. If not, you can come to Tennessee. Praise Yahweh. Virginia's for lovers. Lovers of truth. Tennessee tonight is where the truth is coming from. You call Tennessee. Area code 423-626-2172. That's Pastor Buddy. Area code 423-626-2172. And you'll get Pastor Buddy. If you get voicemail and the line's busy, people are calling, please leave your name and number. I'll call you back. And if you want to keep calling, call me right up to midnight. I'll take your call. Well, if you call later, I'll try to get your call if I'm still awake. And if not, I'll call you back tomorrow or the next day. Praise Yahweh. Now, write me, if you'd like to write me, I need your help. Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack and myself and others who support the Shepherd's Call make this program possible to you through the love and efforts of those who support us. And by their love, see, they want the mark of the beast out of their head and the mark of Yahweh in it. You're going to have a mark. I said, if you want to stand for something, you'll fall for anything. You're either going to have the mark of the true name or the mark of the false name. That's it. Don't worry about a chip, an implant. It's a name. And the whole world wondered after this false name, and whosoever took that mark or that name was cast alive into the lake of fire. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go there for an eternity. Do not short-circuit your eternity for a few moments of pleasure because you've got prestige. If you're a big preacher, you preach like I had for 30 years. I preached this name that I'm now denouncing for 30 years. I had to take humility and a dose of fasting 40 days at a time to fast and pray. So I would humble down to accept this other name and preach it. And that's how I fought even the name out of truth. You see, Satan is coming to deceive you, make it hard on you. And so you need to write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's it, 37824. One more time, my telephone number. There you go, 423-621-72. You can call me at that number. I'll see you on down the lane next Sunday night on live radio around the world, WWCR 5070 out of Nashville, Tennessee. Yahweh bless you. Thank you.